At the moment, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to make sure that everything's working properly before we begin our fantastic show that we have planned for the evening. We were going to do the question and answer period a little later. We can do it right now. I'll give out the answers first, and then. We have some love in the audience tonight. Really makes us feel welcomed, really. Welcome. We're going to go down to the Whiskey Go-Go and... Make it seem like a longer show, too. You can kind of feel like we've done a couple of tunes already. Thank you. important note here, in case we've got a sound guy yet. There must be a way to get rid of that one note.
Any volunteers?
Should I take this string off? Canned music. Now she left me, she danced herself into my memory. baby, after leaving for the drummer, I guess I'll never solve the mystery. I think I learned my lesson to get to near the band. When life came, baby, it's time to chip on, sir, only after show. Now, little before she leave me, I ask her what that's all about. She says she feel like dancing.
Feel like dancing.
Money. Thank you.
you're getting all that stuff you read. I'm going to your shop. Sounds like some kind of vicious deed. That would really get you off and you can knock on the front door.
You recognize the beat. Mom beat 12 and 43. Got some music, so just relax. Play my cello to the max. Got to play my cello for you. It needs to play or it gets blue.
Thank you.
Come on, Shorty. Read my thoughts. Stage kind of sits down on a stool and softens up a little bit and gets more thoughtful, more pensive. Talks about things and the next song. Tends to get real soft and pensive while somebody in the audience is going, that's all right, because he's undaunted. He's fucking undaunted. We did this album, Beating the Heat.
Beating the Heat.
With a couple of guest stars, Rick Lee Jones and Bette Midler and Tom Waits. They're all upstairs. They're all upstairs waiting in the dressing room. They're going to be the fuck down here in a second. I'll be looking forward to that myself. What's it all about? This is called Strike It While It's Hot. A little song about change and seizing the moment, and are things that bad, and if they are, make them different. Make them different, strike it while it's hot. Thank you.
wonderful. And you turn yourself from 180, does that mean that you're right again back there? So you like to turn around, see the other side of town, but it's not easy. And every time you look, seems that they took away the scenery. It's a view that you're not quite used to.
Somebody tell me the truth. Tell me the truth.
for certain everything ain't right. The people I somebody tell the truth.
Swing sometimes. Folk swing, you know, kind of like folk rock. Jim McGuinn and all those guys. Yeah. Well, this is how folk swing. And I'm the father of folk swing. You know? Tune called The Buzzard Was Their Friend. Thank you. fat filter, ladies and gentlemen. I think that might be a little too fat, huh? Glad that's over with, man. Sometimes you realize that this isn't going to work out too good once you get started, you know? We got a song now that I've been waiting to do all night now, ladies and gentlemen. So it concerns mental health and accessories to guitars, all combined in one song, ladies and gentlemen. So, this is a capo. It's called a capo. It's a little thing, you know, you can put on your guitar and change keys, you know, stuff like that. So you can, a lot of folk guitar players use it, though. Tom Petty uses it a lot in recording, you know, when nobody's looking. So it's a little thing, you know, it's like a little cheater. And just play less chords and sound better, really. See? Show what I mean. To show you what I mean. Now, here's what I sound without a capo. Here's how I sound. Okay? Hey, look at this now. Now, with a capo, take the capo and apply it with your left hand. Like that. And dig it now. Dig it in? So this song is called "I've Got a Capo on My Brain." Okay, I've got a capo on my brain. We're dead serious about this too. I've got a capo on my brain. Yeah. drinks now. I am the originator of the 30-second break, ladies and gentlemen, or like a minute break, 30 seconds really. But it's a break, you know. I mean, it's just everyone's free to do what they wish for 30 seconds, and then it's on with the show after that. We may be doing one of those breaks pretty soon, but right now, who knows? No way, man. The pressure's on. The pressure's on to produce. Produce sounds and sights from the stage at this time. We now feature Brian and Tom on a little kind of a big band medley. A couple of tunes. One's by Duke Ellington. The other one, I believe, is the Woody Herman song. So we'll do our little instrumental, what they call a medley. Thank you. message. I mean, I just tied my shoelace there. And I feel like I know you well enough to be able to do that. In your presence. We'll do a song now that's kind of an old standard, and we're going to break and do maybe another album of standards at some point. Standards, you know, translates our old songs, old people's tunes. So. I almost feel like people are saying it or something. It's a nice thing. So this is called At the End of a Love Affair. Say after that. But, you know, it's the kind of thing that I'm sure maybe Eddie Fisher said, you know, doing his stick. I do a song now called I Scare Myself. Yeah. want to invite Ricky and Beth and Tom to come on out, man. Sing it with us, man. I'll let it turn over here a little. The show's going too well. They're a little scared. A little scared. They might not be able to come up to it. With standards. This song was written back in the late 60s, actually, by a fellow who was living in the Haight-Ashbury at the time, in Haight-Ashbury, San Francisco. I wonder if all the districts get a hand. The Richmond District, hey, come on. Mission, okay. Civic Heights, come on. North Beach, man, North Beach. Anyway, Tenderloin, that's right, South America. Okay. This is a song, it's kind of a love song. I scare myself, and I was very much in love at the time. Either that, or I'd just eaten a big hashish brownie. It was kind of warm and toasty feeling. And a little paranoid, really, a little scared. I scare myself. I mean, nobody else. I took it and made it into a love song. It's just the way to go because there's a lot of love, in the world. Am I right or what am I right? Yeah. Here we go with I Scare Myself.
Did you hear that?
tune off of the album Beating the Heat. We're just trying to get used to these tunes. So take them to New York. Move up the lyric sheet here, ladies and gentlemen, because I think I know you well enough, you know, that I can probably read some of these words off a piece of paper. I know you well enough for that. We got this one here that goes like, well, I missed the toilet last night. I went all over the floor. Cleaned it up with my toothbrush. Don't brush my teeth much anymore. One that little tune, you know, it's about 10 years old, ladies and gentlemen, and still good, still works. So we have this tune written by Tom Waits. The piano has been drinking. Except it's sort of a lot of gay, you know, we gig all the things that could be kind of lousy about one gig, or kind of a fantasy gig, or something, playing somewhere, and piano has been drinking. Every time. gentlemen, we're not in the mood for taking requests at this time. We appreciate the input. We do appreciate the input, that's for sure. Myself, my band, the people in the band, my staff, everyone, you know, the driver, our driver, the publishing company, the booking agency. We do appreciate the input. The record company, everybody does, that would want to hear a certain song that you want to hear. We appreciate that you're aware of the songs, and thank you so much. And we're getting titles, you know, from the audience as I speak. But we're not like into it. We're not into acknowledging, not even acknowledging that we hear anything. I don't hear anything. I hear nothing. Therefore, I am. Okay. Right. Excellent. I'll take a moment now, ladies and gentlemen. Have a swig. Song that's from the album Beating the Heat.
Beating the Heat.
Copies of which, I'm not used to doing like a pitch with so much, you know, like a pitch in some particular one thing, you know, but I thought I'd do it tonight because I like to hear him say that. Well, that's really the only reason. I mentioned the name of the album, which is, of course, Beating the Heat.
Beating the Heat.
I wanted to call it Songs for the Forehead, but I don't know, you know, the world's not ready. My real ideas, my real ones, my real ideas, you know. So we're going to do this thing called I Don't Want Love, which sort of gets priorities straight about eating and having a significant other and everything, which is going to be which. This is called I Don't Want Love. The bottle makes you give up and dream.
What you mean?
Chicken pot pie and lima beans. The bottle makes you give up.
Love makes you give up something,
love makes you give up, but for wings, I don't want love,
no,
love.
Nursery.
Nursery.
Showbiz adage that you eventually get off the stage. Which you mean? We're gonna have an autograph party. If I'm not there, just start without me. I don't really do parties that much. So we've got some other people. My staff will take care of you. Staff. The medical term. Okay. Tom Mitchell's going to get his guitar restrung. We have his staff is working on it right now. In the wings. How can I miss you when you won't go away? Hey, I'm talking to your mama. They say that my love don't ring. Baby, I need it. Leave me at home. Now we must face it. You give me a pain.
How can I miss you when you won't go away?
Thank you. tune now from the album. Beating the Beatles. You know, no, nobody really likes a wise ass. Bob Wills tune now. That we need to like to do 4 or 5 times. It's called the call and response. Got to be care to join in, ladies and gentlemen. Just, you know, do so, at discretion. Because your people are there, people next to you and everything. See, what if you just go like 4, yada, 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 and everybody goes yada, yada, yada. See, this guy kind of like Lenny Bruce, ladies and gentlemen. Yada, yada, Warden, yada, yada. Okay.
Now, 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 now Thank you.
friend. Here's the one. If that's what I'm holding real, if we found it that you like it, I can run that their hand, you get me from the door. You got a movie making show, got a movie making show, got a movie.
Thank you.